You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're looking at part three of a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. It's entitled, The Spirit Unites and Satan Divides. It's something I've learned in life. I've learned in ministry. It's something I see all the time. And that is, the Holy Spirit is the great uniter. The text for this sermon is Ephesians chapter 4. And then on the other side is the great divider. As the Lord Jesus Christ said, a house divided against itself, it cannot stand. You know, sometimes you wonder and you just don't know whether something is of God or something's not of God. And as a general rule of thumb, you look at what's happened in a situation, maybe something in the church. And any time someone divides the church and divides the body, you can guarantee that that's come from Satan. He is the great divider. He divides churches. As it says in John 10:10, it says, the thief does not come but to steal, kill, and destroy. The Holy Spirit unites. You see, when you're uncertain about something, the Holy Spirit's the great uniter. Philippians chapter 2, it says that we each should esteem others as better than ourselves. The Holy Spirit's in the uniting business. Satan, on the other hand, in the dividing business. This is the last part of this message today. We're looking today at one Lord. We're looking today at one faith, the Christian faith, and one baptism. Hope I didn't lose you right there. Not two baptisms, not three, one spiritual baptism. That's where we're at today. Enjoy this message here. The Spirit unites and Satan divides.
Whole nother can of worms, right? You got the Catholic Church praying to somebody else, buying their way into heaven, and now as a result of that, you got another group that's going to follow the Bible and do it right, you see. For the most part, though, denomination, or it's just, you know, someone in here gets an attitude and doesn't appreciate the Word of God, or thinks there's two bodies, because you got that revelation. You got a dream. You had too much linguine last night, and you had a dream, and God told you there's another body, and you're going to start it. So you go down the street and start another church. That's division. That doesn't come from God. That comes from too much linguine. Am I right, Esposito? There's one Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. Now say one day, some man says, I've received special revelation from God. And there's not just one Spirit, there's another Spirit, and he's going to baptize all of you with fire. What do you do with that? That causes division, because you're already adhering to this book. This book tells me there's one Spirit, one Spirit, one Spirit. Anything that comes up against what you know is truth is division. Someone says he got a new revelation from God, and that there's another Spirit, causes division, causes disunity, and causes destruction. I just want you to remember that. Next time you see division in front of you, you'll know who the culprit is and where it comes from. It doesn't come from God. God doesn't divide. God unites. It's right here in front of you. One. Look at all the times we see one in here. One body. One spirit. One hope. That is the same hope for Jews and Gentiles, he means. It's not different. Your hope's not different than my hope. The same hope is the same for everyone. Paul told Titus, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Our hope is guaranteed, by the way, and it's the same hope for everyone. His name is Jesus. One hope, eternal life in his name. One hope, through him we have access to the Father. One hope. You know, by the way, when it comes to, you know, new revelation from God, I've mentioned that twice now. Let me say this. There is no new revelation from God. Okay? There is no new revelation. If you've got a King James Version Bible, if you go to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, you'll see three words. One word is amen. We learned Thursday night what that means. The other two words are the end. It's not in any other Bibles. Even so, come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen. The end. There is no new revelation. You might get receive a word of knowledge from God. All the time people get words of knowledge from God. Maybe your child is upstairs drowning in the bathtub. You get a word of knowledge from God. He'll speak to you. Maybe you shouldn't go this way to work. Maybe you should go that way. All the time people get words of knowledge, but you don't get new revelation from God. We're going to add another book to this. The Word of God is complete. We've got everything that we need. It's all right here. There is no new revelation from God. Our understanding is always growing. There is no new order spoken by God that's not in this book. If there is, I challenge you, show me where it is. One hope. Verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. These are the pillars of truth, set in granite, unmovable. One Lord, his name is Jesus. He's the Son of God. Acts 4:12 said, there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. His name is Jesus. There's one Lord, not two. Now, there's this guy in Miami whose name is Philip de Jesus de Jesus de Miranda, who's got over 1 million followers, who says, no, wait a minute, I'm Jesus. There's a new Jesus in town. He's got over 1 million followers. He's got a tattoo of 666 on his arm, says he's a Christian. He says the Antichrist is misunderstood. He's a good guy. And he says there's no sin and there's no devil. See, he's a deceiver. Our Bible tells us there's one Lord. There's not two. There's one Lord. His name is Jesus. It says when he comes back, he's coming back in the clouds and every eye will see him. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Matthew chapter 24. We know in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, he's coming in the clouds and every eye will see him. There's only one way he's coming back. In the clouds. Everyone will see him. He's not going to show up in Miami. He's not going to come invisible like the Jehovah's Witnesses say when they knock on your door Saturday morning. Well, he came back in 1914, but it was invisible. It's not what my book says. What do you hold is truth? You see, now we're getting into something else. When a lie crosses your ear, the Holy Spirit says, Revelation 1:7. But guess what happens if you don't know Revelation 1:7? Then you're one of the million that follow this guy and call him Lord. God expects you to know this book. The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to instruct you in evil and in good. When someone says, I'm Jesus, I'm living in Miami, the Holy Spirit, Revelation 1:7. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. The Holy Spirit will say, Acts 1:8. This same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come back in like manner as you saw him taken up from you. As lightning shines to the east, to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Every eye will see him. The Holy Spirit uses this book to expose errors. And we're looking at this right here. We've got one Lord. His name is Jesus. Anyone who comes up against that breaks the unity of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's united us all together in one. And anytime someone comes up and breaks that or attempts to, then you know what you have. Even people behind the pulpit. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. This is the first place you got to watch out for that, is here in the pulpit. One faith, that is the Christian faith, not the Jewish faith, not the Baha faith, not the Muslim faith, not the atheist faith, because remember, they've got faith too. They got to have faith. The Christian faith. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. One faith. Okay, next one. One baptism. Now, many people who have amened me or would up to this point, but now, just like the solution for music, here is where Christians part company with the Word of God. One baptism. One baptism. I'm going to read this verse to you. Notice the words one and all. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Ever see the Three Musketeers before? What was their saying? Right. All for one, one for all. Remember this. By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greek, slaves or free, all have been made to drink into one Spirit. All for one and one for all. One baptism, not two. Now, either fall in line or fall away. It's your choice. You either fall in line with the unity of the Spirit or you fall away. And when people fall away, they'll go and start another church down the street somewhere.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.